It's stunning. It's stunning. And that grace, that whatever you want to call that force that flows through all of us, is basically, essentially, what your higher self is. Now I want to give you a practical application of how this power of grace and intention works in your life. As you know from how I opened, I am out in the streets, wherever I am, early in the morning, with grace. And I was walking the other morning, not yesterday, but the day before, over in this place, sort of kitty corner from here, a place where they have a tribute to Cesar Chavez, some kind of a garden spot, and I saw a woman walking about 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:30. I thought it's strange to see a woman out here alone, walking, long hair, unescorted. She was at a drinking fountain. And so something propelled me toward this woman. I don't know what it was. And I walked over to where she was working this drinking fountain, and it didn't seem to work right. And she turned it on and got a drink, and then I was behind her, and I tried to get the thing on, and I couldn't get it on. And she said, she turned around to me. She said, "Oh, nobody can work this fountain." She said, "Only my daughter, who's 12, knows how to work this thing. This is my water stop." So she got, with two of us sort of fumbled around with it, and we got it to work, and I took a drink, and I said, "Where are you going at this time of the morning?" She said, "I'm going up to the plasma center to sell blood." She said, "I go there 2 or 3 times a week, and my husband goes the other days, and that's one of the ways that we make our money, by selling our blood, the plasma. First time you do it, you get $20 or $25. The next time you do it, you get $10. And you do it as frequently as you can, because I have to raise some money." I said, "Well, let me walk up there with you." And we walked, and we were talking. And I was talking to her about some of the things that I'll even be talking about here later this evening. I told her about this term, this Japanese term called Satori, which means instant awakening, and how you don't have to have a long time to learn something. You can have a moment. And she said, "Well, I'm married to an English man, but my background is Indian. I'm an Aleut Indian, and we have a name for that in Aleut." And I asked her to write it down, Atohi. I said, "What does it mean?" She said, "It means great seeing." Turns out this woman had been to Berkeley, been to UCLA, has a 12-year-old daughter, and the daughter has had some physical problems. And we got up, we talked for, we must have walked for half an hour or so. And I felt very peaceful with this woman. I felt I was really in the company of a very special divine being. And she was very concerned about my safety. Began to lecture me about not getting hurt. And she said, "If you look at some of these people that are standing out here," the sun was just coming up, she said, "you'll see that the spirit has left them. They still have bodies, but they have no spirit. It's sort of just abandoned them. And when people have no spirit, they can act in dangerous ways. It's a spiritual deficit." And we talked, and we got up close to the plasma center, and there were a whole bunch of people standing up there who were going to sell their blood to make whatever money they were going to make for the day. And I just had a strong feeling that she shouldn't go in there this day. And I said to her, "I'll tell you what. I had a little bit of money on me, and I reached and I had a $100 bill in my pocket. And I said, 'Here, take this $100 and go back home and don't go into that place today. I don't feel right about you going in there.'" And she said, "No, I can't take that." And I said, "No, just take it and just think of it as a gift." So she put it in, and she got sort of teary, and she walked across the street, and I walked away for a little. And I came back, and she was standing there, and she was doing some kind of a ceremony, an Indian ceremony. And I said, what were you doing over there under that light? And she said, I was apologizing to God. Because I've always known that God will provide. And that Monday, yesterday, today, the insurance that we absolutely have to have for my daughter to keep her treatments up on her physical maladies was due today. Tomorrow. This was Sunday morning. And my husband and I have been exchanging our dates down here at the Plasma Center so that we could raise the money to make this insurance premium. And the amount of that insurance premium that we have due tomorrow, that I had no idea how I was going to get, was $97. She said, you are a miracle that you showed up and handed me this. And there were many forces that operated there to get me to that place at that moment to talk to this person, to walk there, to be here. I wasn't even supposed to be here tonight. I filled in for Marianne, who wasn't able to be here and who will be coming later. And I even talked to her about it yesterday, her not being able to be here and my saying, I'll come. And